Today's devotion for day two, Thursday, March 7th, 2019, is titled Bold Faith and was written by Laura Dungan. Our scripture comes from Joshua 10, verses 12 through 14. On the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, "Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and you, moon, over the valley of Ajalon." So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the nation avenged itself on its enemies, as it was written in the book of Jashar. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There has never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a human being. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel. Now the first thing you see and are amazed at is that the sun and moon stopped and stayed in place for almost a full day. I mean, this has never happened before or since with a person asking God to do this. What a supernatural thing to happen. And it is amazing. I do not want to discount this miracle of God. What I think is even more amazing is Joshua asking God to do this in front of all these people. I mean, really, how embarrassing this would be if God did not do it. I don't know if I would be so bold and ask this of God. Okay, I do know, and I would not do it. Joshua's faith is a very powerful message to the Israelites and to us today. God does answer prayers, and he most certainly will answer a bold prayer. A bold prayer requires a bold faith in God. Joshua had this faith. He knew that not only could God do this, but also that God would do this. Wow, is all I can say. What if we all prayed this boldly to God, knowing that he can and will answer our prayers? So I want to encourage each and every one of you to pray to God and pray boldly with a bold faith, knowing that God can and will answer your bold prayer. Have faith and trust God with everything. He will guide you and he will direct you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are so faithful, trustworthy, and true. Forgive us for not trusting you with everything. Forgive us for not praying boldly to you. Lead us, guide us, and encourage us to come to you with everything and to have a faith so strong that we know not only that you can do it, but that you will do it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.